This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the retail world, this item, Gap is going to spin off its successful budget brand Old Navy into a separate company, a testament not just to Old Navy's growth, but also to Gap's waning grip on the American retail market. This breakup is also going to force some decisions, including what to do with one very valuable asset, customer data. And as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, that could be tricky.
Gap and Old Navy have yet to figure out just how they will deal with the data collected on customers over the years. Here's Gap CEO Art Peck speaking to investors yesterday.
We do have customer overlap, and that's something that we're going to manage. You know, the file will be a property, we think, of both companies. That's something we need to sort out.
Because data on customers is one of the most important assets a company has. Credit card numbers, ages, addresses, what we return, what we look at on websites, but don't buy. Trini Ahmed is with the Center for Customer Insights at Yale.
And especially for a company that has multiple brands, to be able to, you know, leverage the data across the brands is very important.
And even after the companies decide how or if they'll split up the data, moving around information gathered over decades isn't simple, says Jenny Gebhardt with the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
We kind of picture sometimes that there's a folder somewhere that has my name on it, and you know, it has my address, my credit card information, everything I've ever bought and clicked on. That could be the case.
But it isn't. Even at one company, all kinds of customer data are stored in all kinds of places. And sometimes when there's an attempt to sort through all that information, organize it, and separate it,
making sure all your information goes over to Gap or all of it goes over to Old Navy or some goes to one place or the other, it very much is, here we have all these data points on a shelf and it's all stable, but indeed when we try to move them, that's when the furniture starts to fall apart.
Gap, which declined to comment for the story, will have to sort all this out soon. The company is hoping the split will be completed next year. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.